Test 66, Section 2, Question 24. And here we have a gigantic parallel flaw. So we have to find the flaw and then find the most similar answer. So it's saying, had the party's theories been sound and had it succeeded in implementing its program, inflation rate would have lessened considerably. So it's saying, okay, if these two things had happened, if A and B had happened, then C would. But because the inflation rate increased, meaning C didn't happen, the party's theories were off the mark. So in essence, this is saying if A and B, then C. So if not C, then not A. And the problem is, in order to prove that C would have happened, you would need both A and B. So if C doesn't happen, all you know is that at least one of A or B was false. And we don't know which one, meaning the fact that inflation went up means that either their theories were unsound or they didn't succeed in implementing. But we don't know which of those two. So that's our flaw. Now we have to find something that's going to do the same thing, that says if A and B, then C, therefore not A, or in essence it overlooks that it could have been the other thing that failed to happen. So A, if the people who inhabited the valley for so long had been invaded, or if there had been a climatic change, there would have been a changes in the architecture, that's already different. That's saying or, and so it's not the same. So that's the problem with A. Many people fear that if the opposition wins the election and keeps its promise to cut wages dramatically, workers will strike. Okay. But because the workers have promised not to strike, these workers must think the party will not keep its promise of a dramatic wage cut. Well, this is more of a flaw about what they think is going to happen and promising. It's not really quite the same. I'd hold on to it, but everything else would have to be quite bad. If the company had succeeded in selling its subsidiaries and used the cash to purchase the new patent, its stock price would have doubled. Okay, so if it had done both of these things, it would have doubled. But the price of the stock did not increase, so it didn't double. Thus, they must have failed to sell their subsidiaries. This is exactly the same pattern. We don't know that for sure, because it could have been that they sold them, but they just didn't use the cash. So it said if it had done A and B, we would have had C. C didn't happen, so A didn't, when it could have been that B failed to happen as well. So then D, so I would pick C, but we'll check D and E. City residents were expected to show a great deal of support for the rebels if the battle was won and the jailed rebel leaders free. Residents have shown a great deal of support. Well, that's not saying that the C didn't happen. That's saying they did show that, therefore the rebels must have won the battle. That's still flawed, but it's a different kind of flaw. It's not saying because C didn't happen, A didn't happen. It's saying because C did, therefore A must have. So it's still a bad argument, but it's a different kind of bad. So we aren't using essentially the contrapositive for it. And then E, if the television news station weather forecasting equipment had been worth the investment, the accuracy would have risen along with its ratings. That's saying if A, then B and C, but the ratings actually decreased. So that's saying that the ratings decreased, so not C. Thus, the equipment, the new equipment is no improvement on the old. And that's not really the same even as saying it's not worth the investment. And so therefore, C is definitely our best answer.